today's daf is Horios daf Yud Gimel. We left off way up on the page on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are at Detanya, which is the last one in line, about 15 lines down the page, and the Gemara is going to discuss in today's daf, first of all of the different opinions about which halachos apply to which Kohanim Gedolim, the Kohen Meshuach, the Merubah Begadim, the Kohen Sha'avar, the Meshuach Melchama. There are so many different halachos about Kohanim Gedolim, so we have to try to sort out which of those halachos apply to which of the Kohanim Gedolim. Then the first Mishnah toward the bottom of the page is going to discuss differences in Avelus between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot, and we're going to discuss some details in the Gemara about the Kriya that a Kohen Gadol tears, and what way it's different than a regular Kriya. Then at the very bottom of the page, the Mishnah is going to discuss rules of Kedima, that which is Tadir comes before that which is Eino Tadir, that which is Mekudash comes before that which is Eino Mekudash, and the Gemara is going to discuss what the sources for those rules are. On the top of Yud Gimel Alman Aleph, we're going to have several rules of Kedima when it comes to two Karbanos that have to be brought right around the same time, which Karban comes before the other Karban, and then the next two Mishnais on the page, in Yud Gimel and Aleph, are going to talk about the kedima of classes of people for different things. Which kinds of people come before others as far as providing for them, saving their lives, Hashavas Aveda, things of that nature. At the very end of the Amud, which we're not going to get probably further than Yud Gimel Amud Aleph today, is that we're going to have three different questions about Talmidim that asked Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik, three different questions, Stam, about life in general, about the way the world works. So let's begin. Yesterday we were in the middle of a discussion about the idea that Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah does not seem to fit the Shita of the Chachamim, it does not seem to fit the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so it must be that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara is going to establish that based on the following Braisa. Ditanya, Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot Eluhem. The differences between the halachos of Kohen Gadol and the halachos of Kohen Hedyot are the following. Par haba al kol mitzvos. If he doesn't have Eir B'Shogeg, that's normally Chayiv Kareis, so he brings a Kisva Seira, he doesn't bring a Kisva Seira, he only brings a par. That's only for the Meshuach, it's not for the Merubah Begadim. Upar Yom HaKippurim. Also, the idea that he brings a par in Yom Kippur to be Mechapar Alav El Beiso, V'Asirus Ha'efa. And every day, the Asirus Ha'efa that he brings, the Karma Milcha that he brings, V'lo Parea, V'lo Parim. He's not allowed to grow out his hair, and he's not allowed to tear his clothing. Avalhu Parim Milamata V'Hedyot Milamala. Difference is, though, Kohen Gadol can be Parim his clothing Milamata from the bottom, and the Gemara is going to explain later what that means, Milamata, and a Hedyot tears Milamala. Ve'in Tamei Lekrov, a Kohen Gadol cannot become Tamei to even the seven relatives that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to become Tamei to. Umuzra la Basula, a Kohen Gadol has to dafka marry a Basula, Vasu Balmana, he's not allowed to marry an Almana. Machzir es Rotzeach, if he dies, the Rotzeach gets out of the Ir Miklat. Makriv Onen, and he's allowed to bring a Karban even when he's an Onen. Ve'ino Ochel, ve'ino Cholek, and he's not allowed to eat from Karbanos while he's an Onen, and he's not allowed to divide a portion, to take a portion of Karbanos when he's an Onen, even if the plan is to eat it after the Kvura. Makriv Chelek Parosh, Kohen Gadol gets the first the first chelik, whatever karban he wants. He could decide to be makriv whichever karban he wants. He could push aside whoever's turn it is in the Beis HaMikdash and say, no, it's my turn. V'notel chelik brosh, and he gets to take a chelik of the basar of any karban that he wants. U'mishamish b'shmona kelim, and he gets to do the avoda with the 8 bigdei kuna, not the 4 bigdei kuna of a kohen hedyot, but the full begadim of the kohen gadol. And all of Avodas Yom HaKippurim can only be done by the Kohen Gadol. That one is actually a subject of some controversy. The Baal Amor in Yuma Chavavam Beis writes that on Yom HaKippurim they wouldn't do payasos at all. They wouldn't do any sort of goral, because all of the Avodas that were divided by the goral throughout the rest of the year on Yom Kippur were only done by the Kohen Gadol. Because Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Ein Kshera El Bo. It's very literal. And therefore, says Baal Amar, when you find piyutim that mentioned in Seder Avoda, payasos, that's a mistake. there are no payasos on Yom HaKippurim. However, the Ramban in the Melchamos over there disagrees. He says, no, even on Yom HaKippurim, they had payasos. Not all malachos were done by the Kohen Gadol, and he explains why it is by each of the payasos they wasn't done, but why each time that they had a payas in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim, that particular avoda was not done by the Kohen Gadol. And then the Brice continues, Upatal Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. If a Kohen Gadol comes into the Mikdash B'shogeg when he's Tameh, or he eats Pasuk Kodesh B'shogeg when he's Tameh, he does not have to bring a Karban, unlike everybody else who has to bring a Karban Olav Yored for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. V'kulan Nagin B'Merubah Begadim. All of these halachos apply to a Merubah Begadim as well, not just someone who's Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha, with the following exceptions. Chutz Mipara Mevi Al Kala Mitzvos, except for the par that the Kohen Gadol brings for doing an Avera B'Shogeg, that is not for the Merubah Begadim, that is only for the one that is Mashuach. V'kulan Noagin B'Mashiach Sha'avar. And all of these halachos also apply to a former Kohen Gadol, Chutz Mipar Yom HaKippurim V'Asir Se'efa, except for the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Asir Se'efa that's brought every single day. V'kulan Ein Noagin B'Mashuach Melchama. And all of those halachos that we mentioned about a Kohen Gadol do not apply to a Mashuach Melchama. Chutz Mechamish Dvar Mamurim Parsha, with the exception of the five things that are mentioned in the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol and Vayikra Chaf Aleph, Lo Parea, and they are that he cannot grow out his hair, Velo Poreim, he doesn't tear his clothing, Enim Tamid Krovim, he doesn't become Tameh to the seven relatives, Umuzal Basula, he has to marry Basula, Va'asurba Almana, and he's not allowed to marry an Almana. And aside from those things, there's a Machlokas Tanayim about the following, Umachzer Sorotzech, the Rabbi Yudav Chamor Menu Machzer, the Machlokas. If his death, the death of the Meshuach Melchama, will return a Rotzeach from the Ir Miklat. That is elaborated on in Makos Daf Yud Aleph, that everyone holds that a Kohen Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha and a Merubah Begadim and a Kohen Sha'avar, everyone holds that those three are for sure Machzir Rotzeach, because it says three times in the Parsha of the Rotzeach, HaKohen HaGadol. So we learn from there that there are three types of Kohanim Gadolim whose death will free a Rotzeach from Ir Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a fourth pasuk, Lashuv Lashav Ba'eretz ad mos hakohen. From there we learn that according to Meshuach Melchama is also Machzir Rotzeach, and the Chachamim say no, it doesn't say hakohen hagadol, so it's not a fourth kohen, it's referring to one of the three that are already mentioned in the parsha. That's the sugya in Maseches Makos. But what do you see from this brisa nogea to us? That a kohen who's Merubah Begadim does not bring the par habal kala mitzvos. That is the shita of the Chachamim. But you also see that a kohen sha'avar, a former kohen gadol, has the status of kohen gadol for everything except for Par Yom HaKippurim and Asir Seifa. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. So this brisa follows exactly what our Mishnah did, where it follows the Chachamim on one thing and Rabbi Meir on something else. And that's how you know that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, V'haymi ma'id Rabbi Shimon hi. Who says this Brisa is Rabbi Shimon? We didn't see Rabbi Shimon's name in this Brisa. So I'm Rav Papa, it has to be Rabbi Shimon, because man shamet le'damar patra al-tumas mikdash kudashav Rabbi Shimon. The only Tana that holds that a Kohen Gadol does not bring an olav yared and it's totally patra on tumas mikdash kudashav is Rabbi Shimon. And that's how we know that he's the author of our Mishnah. Good. Now we go back to analyze some parts of the Braisa. Chutz mi'chamisha dvarim ha'murim b'parsha. So we said that the Kohen Meshuach Melchama does not have any of the dinim of Kohanim Gadolim except for five. So says Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know that those five things that are mentioned in the parsha of the Kohen Gadol apply to the Meshuach Melchama as well? Ditan Rabban, we have a Braisa as follows that elaborates on the pasuk. Va'kohen ha'gadol me'echav ze Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol me'echav, that is the Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. Asher Yutzak al Rosh Hashem Mishcha, ze Meshuach Melchama. When it says Asher Yutzak al Rosh Hashem Mishcha, that's the Meshuach Melchama. Umilei es yadol lilboshes habegadim, ze Merubah Begadim. That's a reference to the Merubah Begadim. Al kulanu omer Rosho lo yifra begadav lo yifra makal nafshos meis lo yavo. All of those Kohanim are included in the Isser of growing out their hair and tearing their clothing and becoming Tameh to the seven relatives that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to become Tameh, is allowed to become Tameh too, but these guys are not. So Yachol Yukulin Makrivin Onim. You might think that all of these Kohanim Gedolim are able to be Makriv when they are an Onain. Even the Meshuach Melchama is allowed to be Makriv when he's an Onain. Tamalomar Kinez Hashem Mishchas El Kavalav. alav v'lo al chavero, that we darshan a miut, that it's dafka on the kohen gadol that those dinim apply, not the kohen meshoach melchama, who is not a real kohen gadol and therefore cannot be makriv when he's an onen. V'achar shechilko akasuv, once we distinguish a meshoach melchama from other kohanim gadolim, yach lo yimutzuv al besula, you might think he's not included in the requirement to marry a besula. Tamalomar v'hu, that's why the pasuk says v'hu isha b'besula yikach, to tell me that a Meshoach Melchama also is included in the requirement to marry a Besula. It is a little bit unusual. The Shar Yosef points out that normally Vahu is a Miut, it's not a Ribui. So we're saying we would have assumed that the Meshoach Melchama is not included in the Parsha. Oh, Vahu tells me that he is included in the Parsha. So he says, no, who is a Miut? Vihu, it's the Vav that we're dashing over here. And that's why we're including the Meshoach Melchama as well. So you see from the Braisa, the Kohen Meshoach Melchama has Din of Kohen Gadol, Legabe, these five things that are said in the basic Parsha of a Kohen Gadol, Priya, Prima, Tumas Krovim, the Mitzvah to marry Besula, the Yisrael Almana, all apply to the Meshoach Melchama. Good, so Kitanai says the Gemara, you know what, this is really Machlokas Tanai, whether a Meshoach Melchama is really Mitzuva Ala Besula and Asr Ba Almana. Vuhu isha b'vsula yikach. Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula, and we said vuhu comes to include even a Meshoach Melchama. Achar shechilek hakosuv riba. After the Torah distinguishes him from other Kohanim Gadolim, and we said, oh, he's not allowed to be makriv onen, so we need to be marbe that he is included in besula. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's sheet. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the pasuk's not talking about a Kohen Meshoach Melchama. The pasuk's talking about a former Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Sha'avar. Ain li el Sha'avar machmas kiryo. I already have a pasuk about a Kohen Sha'avar. No, I would only know that that's true of a Kohen who's over machmas kiryo, who became Tameh with Tomas Keri, and ultimately, clearly, he's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to become Tari, he's going to come back. So he's mitzuvah on a besula. So machmas mumin minayin. How do I know that even if a guy is no longer Kohen Gadol, and it's permanent, he developed a mum, he's not coming back, that even he is mitzuvah on a besula? Ah, tamalomar, vehu. That's what I learned from vehu. Nothing to do with the Meshoach Melchama. So you see clearly that it's machlokas tanaim whether vehu applies to a Meshoach Melchama or it applies to a Kohen Sha'avar machmas mumo. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa doesn't deal with the Meshoach Melchama at all. So it turns out the Meshoach Melchama has no requirement to marry a besula, has no iser to marry an almana. So that's machlokas tanaim. What if you have a Kohen Meshoach who developed saras and therefore is no longer serving as a Kohen? Is he allowed now to marry an almana because he has tumas saras? Tosfos Rashi points out the question is not whether he's allowed to be with the Alman in the first place, because the Mitzorah is asur b'tashrei shamita with anybody. The question is b'diavad, if he did it, does he get Malkus? Or, says the Tosfos Rashi, it could be that the question is l'chadchila, and we're assuming, like the Shita in Markat and Dav Zayin, that a Mitzorah b'yamei chaluto, that after the Kohen says that he's vaday tameh, that b'yamei chaluto, he's mutter b'tashmish. So one or the other. Either we're assuming that he's at the stage that he's mutter b'tashmish, according to that shita, that there is such a stage, or we're saying, no, of course he's not allowed to actually marry anybody, but if he did, does he get malchus? Is it a violation of his kahuna? Is it a violation of his kahuna to marry an almana? So the shaila really boils down to is mid chadachi or miftar pater. We had earlier in the mesechta, is the kahuna gadola docha the kohen from marrying an almana, and once he's nidcha at the time that he's a kohen, he's nidcha forever? Or do we say that no, it's now that he's become a mitzorah, he's no longer included in that Israel Almana. So lo ava biyadir. Rav Nachman didn't know how to answer this shayla. Zimnin avi Yosef, Rav Papa becoming ba'ilei. Rav Papa was sitting and asking the same shayla. Amalei huna b'reid Rav Nachman Rav Papa. So huna b'reid Rav Nachman says to Rav Papa, I could answer this shayla. Tanina. Ein li elisha avar machmas kiryo. Avar machmas mumin min nayin tamalomar v'hu. That it says that only, we made the drasha, that only someone who's no longer serving based on becoming a balkari. But how do I know that someone who's never going to serve anymore is still included in the mitzvah to marry a basul and the mitzvah to marry an almana? From the word v'hu. So you see the Bryce. Maisa, it talks about someone who has a mum, who's not coming back, and we learn from there that even a Kohen that has Tsaras is also Mitzuvana, Basula, and Musar, and Almana. Because what is Tsaras ultimately? A massive mum. So if it includes a Baal mum, so it will include someone who's no longer the Kohen Gadol because he has Tsaras. Come Nashke Bereshev Yavle Barte. He was pretty impressed with that answer. He gave him a kiss on the head and also his daughter. So he passed the Bechina. He got to marry the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. Okay. Says the Mishnah. The following Mishnah is going to discuss differences between Kohanim Gadol and Kohen Hedyot with regards to Avelus. Kohen Gadol Pori Milamata VeHedyot Milamala. When it comes to tearing Kriya, Kohen Gadol has to tear from the bottom, and the Gemara will describe what that means. Kohen Hedyot from the top. Second difference, Kohen Gadol makrivonin v'lo ochel, Hedyot lo makriv v'lo ochel. Kohen Gadol could be makriv karbonos when he's an owner, he just can't eat the karbonos. Kohen Hedyot can't even be makriv when he's an owner. So Amrav, what does lamata mean when it comes to tearing kriya? Lamata is lamata mamish, that he begins from the bottom edge of his beged. Lamala, lamala mamish. Lamala means he begins from the top edge of his beged. Yeah, but that's Rav Shita. Shmuel Amar, no. Lamata means he doesn't start the tear all the way at the top, at the edge of the beged, just a little bit below the trim of the beged. Lamala mikami safa. Lamala means all the way at the top, but both lamala and lamata are right around the neck area, not at the bottom of the beged. If he's wearing a long robe, it doesn't start at the feet and go up. So both Rav and Shmuel will say lamala means right by the neck. They only disagree whether lamata means by the neck or not. So Mesvei, ask the Gemara. It says in the Brisa, Al Kol Mesim Kulan Ratza Mavdil Kamisafa Shalo Ratza Eina Mavdil Kamisafa Shalo. By all other Mesim, you have the option of tearing through the edge of the garment or not tearing through. Alav Valimo Mavdil. But when one is tearing Kriya for a father or mother, he has to tear the trim, the edge of the garment. So you see that even Shar Mesim, you don't have to tear the edge of the garment. So what's Shmuel talking about? Shmuel says, oh, you know the difference by Kohen Gadol? He doesn't do normal Kriya because he doesn't tear the edge of the garment. That is normal Kriya, to not tear the edge of the garment. You don't have to tear the edge of the garment by anyone other than Avimo. So says Mar, even to be Alma, Havikara, Kari Kan Begadav Lo Yifrom. Since we do find that by other people they do this normal Kriya, so that's why we could say that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to tear that part. So I'm sorry, this is all part of the question. Kivin to be Alma Avikara Kari Kan Begadav Lo Yifrom. So if it says that in general this was something that people would tear, then we would say Begadav Lo Yifrom. But if it's something that people don't tear anyway, so then how could that be the Yisr of Begadav Lo Yifrom? So says Gemara, Shmuel Krabi Yudah Svirle. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yudah, disagrees with the Braisa. Dama Kol Keresh Eino Mavdil Sofa Shalo Eino Ela Keresh Al Tiflus. Shmuel holds like the Shita that holds every Kriya, Bein Alav V'Imo, Bein Al Shar Krovim, always has to be by the edge of the garment, and that's the difference by Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol does not tear by the edge of the garment. Says Gemara, Mislel Rabbi Yehuda, Kriya B'Kohen Gadol. Wait, Shmuel is following Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that the Kohen Gadol doesn't do any Kriya. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of Kriya by Kohen Gadol? V'atanya, Ilu Nemar Rosh Lo Yifra, Ubeged Lo Yifrom, Heis Yomar Barosh Ubeged Shal Sota Kasam Medaber. If the Pasuk would have said Rosh and Beged, I would have said we must be talking about a sota, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be parea rosho of an isha sota, not his own rosh. He's not allowed to be parea the rosh of an isha sota, and that he's not allowed to be parem the beged of an isha sota, not his own beged. But you should have that job. It doesn't seem like a very exciting job. That job should be done by a Kohen Hedyot. I wouldn't have known that he's not allowed to grow out his own hair, that he's not allowed to tear his own begadim. Tam lomer es rosho lo yifra u begadav Lo Yifrom. Shenu b'priya prima kal ikr, that he doesn't do any priya prima at all. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Poris Kedarsh Shabnei Adam, Eino Porim Kedarsh Shabnei Adam, Parmin Elohu Milamata Ved Milamala. And it's Rabbi Shmuel who says that he does tear kriya just differently. But what you see is that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Kohen Gadol does not tear kriya at all. So how could it be that Shmuel is explaining the Mishnah to be going like Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah holds that a Kohen Gadol does Kriya. Says Mar Shmuel Safar like Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Upalagale Bechada. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda as far as a person not being Yotzei by tearing the upper part of the garment unless he tears the actual edge of the garment as well, until he tears the actual trim of the garment as well. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol can be Korea in a way where he doesn't tear the edge, even if it's at the top of the garment. But Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. In the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do Kriya. Shmuel holds, yes, he does. Okay, now we get into the Inyan of Kedima, which is going to be the next several Mishnayos. What comes before what? So before we get into people, we discuss mitzvos and karbanos. So kol hatadim mechavero kodim eschavero. Very famous rule in Shas. Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodim. Whatever is tadir comes first. Kol mekudosh mechavero kodim eschavero. Whatever is more mekudosh comes first. There's a major sugya mesach zvachim taf peites. What if you have a tadir versus a mekudosh? Which one comes first? There's major discussions around this time of year when you have, someone makes early Shabbos tonight. So what's going to be? They're going to go home and they're going to have their meal, and then at the end of the meal, they're going to be faced with three mitzvahs. You're going to have a mitzvah of Birch Samazon, you're going to have a mitzvah of Sira Sa'omer, and you're going to have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So how do you, what do you do? Which mitzvah comes first? So Tadir V'Sheinu, Tadir Kodim is generally how we do it. So there's a Shagas Aryeh discusses, how do you measure Birch Samazon when it comes to Tadir? Yeah, it depends how much you eat, how much you normally wash, right? As far as Birch Samazon. So now, you know, people are stay away from carbs, so they wash a little less than people probably used to, where they had bread every single day. But it seems that that's tadir shel matzli. That's not a tadir. To the fact that a person bench, even if a person washes five times a day, that's only matzli because he doesn't have to wash five times a day. So normally we should follow the rules of tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodim, which would mean kriya shema is most common, followed by birchas hamazon, followed by Sfiras HaOmer. So that's a question. Would you say that maybe one is more Mekudash Mechavero? Is a Daraisa more Mekudash than a Drabanan? Okay, a lot of Leibet Ktara about that. Para Mashiach or Para Eidel. Let's say you have two Karbanos that have to be brought. One is the par of the Kohen of Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, and the other is the par of the Eida. So Omdim, they're both there. Para Mashiach Kodom, Para Eida B'chol Masav. We take care of the Para Mashiach before we take care of the par of the Eida. Minani Mili, Sam Rabbi, Milvad Olas Haboker Asher Li Olas HaTamid. So this is where we learn the rule of Tadir, that we do, aside from the Karban Tamid that we bring every morning, we do other Karbanos on Yom Tovim. So Michtik Siv Olas Haboker Olas Tamid Lamali. It already says Olas Haboker. What's added by Olas Tamid? Hachi Kamarachmana Called the Tadira Kadma. Whatever is more Tadir comes first, and therefore the Olas Tamid is Tadir more than the other Karbanos, and therefore comes before the other karbanos. The kolam akudosh mechaveru who kodem eschaveru minalan. How do I know that rule? Detand be Rabbi Shmuel viki dashto. It says when it talks about kohanim viki dashto lekol davar shebekedusha. You give the kohen because he is holy. How do you express the fact that he is kadosh? Liftoach rishon, levarich rishon, litolmani yafir rishon. It's that he goes first. So you see that kedusha gets someone to the front of the line. They go first when they are kadosh. So that teaches us the rule that kolam akudosh mechaveru kodem eschaveru. Par koin meshuach par edi. Now the Gemara is just going to go through a whole bunch of different situations where there are two karbanos to bring at the same time. Which one comes first? So first, minani mili. How do I know that the par meshuach comes before the par edi? The Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. When it comes to the par edi, the pasuk says v'sarif oso kasher saraf es par rishon, that you burn it the same way you would burn the par koin meshuach. So that's a little bit strange. It already said in the previous pasuk that vasal par kasher asal par hachatas, that you treat the par edi the same way you treat the par meshuach. So matam lomer, what's this pasuk adding? Matam lomer rishon. What's this pasuk adding when it tells me the sarf asok asher sarf as par harishon she rishon kodem the par eida b'chol masav, that the par rishon, the par mashiach, comes before the par eida with everything as far as every taking care of all of the avodos. Tan rabbanon par koin mashiach upar eida omdim. Let's say you have the par mashiach and the par eida. So we said par mashiach, par koin mashiach kodem the par eida b'chol masav. That's the halach we learned. The par Koin Mashiach comes before the Para Eda. Why? whole Mashiach mechaper and Eda the Eda mischaperes dinu shiachtem hamechaper lemischaper. The Mashiach Kohen Gadol is one that's going to have to affect the kapara for everybody else. The Eda is going to be the people who need the kapara. You want to make sure that the mechaper is taken care of before the mischaper. He's got to take care of himself before he can take care of other people. V'cheinu Omer, and that's why by Avodas Yom Kippurim it says v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso uva'ad kol kal Yisrael. First he's got to take care of his own kapara, his own house, and only then can he take care of the kapara for the rest of the Jewish people. So in addition to the source from the pasuk, we have a svara that apparently it makes sense that the mechaper has to be before the mischaper. So there's discussion in the Achronim why I need two explanations of why it comes first, but that's the situation. Paralim davar shel tzibur kodem parshal avodas chavim. The paralim davar shel tzibur would come before the par that relating to a mistaken psak about avodah zarah. My time, or why is that the case? Hai chatas v'hai ola. Because the par al kol mitzvos is a chatas. The par that's for avodah zarah is an ola. And a chatas comes before an ola. Because v'tanya, we have a braisa that darshan's a pasuk when it talks about the karban ola v'yored, that a person brings shtei sorim or shnei b'nei yona, one of them is a chatas, one of them is an ola, it says v'hikrives asher l'chatas rishona. You bring the chatas first, and only then bring the ola when you bring two birds. Matamalomar, what's the pasuk telling me? Im lamishte chatas rishona. If it's just tell me that of these two birds you bring the chatas first, harikvar nemer v'sasheni yasa ola kamishpat. You have another pasuk that says, and the second one you do as an ola. So obviously the first one you did as a chatas. El ze b'nei av. No, this is teaching me to call it arukula. Shu kol chatos kodmos la'ola. So it's always a rule. A chatas always comes before an ola habayim imahim, when the ola is brought together with it. The kaimla da filu chatas ha'ov kodemus olas behema. Not only that, a chatas ha'ov is brought even before an olas behema. Even though you would say a behema is a more chashva karban than an ov, right? Certainly, that's why olav yored, when you're upgraded, it goes, when you're very rich, it goes to a behema. So a chatas is always before an ola. So that's why we're makdim the par habal shar mitzvos, which is a chatas, before the par habal avodah zarah, which is only an ola. When the Eda brings a par for avodah zarah, that comes before the seir that's brought as a chatas together with it. Amai hay chatas v'hay ola. Why is that the case? Because the seir is a chatas and the par is an ola, and l'chora it's backwards now. The chatas is supposed to come before the ola. How come over here the ola is coming before the chatas? What's going on? So says Gemara, Amri b'marav m'shmei d'rava barmari chatas avodah chavim chasera aleph. The chatas that's brought for avodah zarah, when it's written in the Torah, it's written a series of mechad the chatas. The word the chatas is without an aleph, chasera aleph ksiv, and that's to teach us that the ola comes before the chatas in that one situation. It breaks the normal rule. Rava Amar, Rava says no. The reason is something else. The reason we bring that we bring the ola before the chatas is kamishpat ksiv bay. It says in the pasuk that you should do the par habal avodah chavim kamishpat, meaning you do it as it's in the order that it's said in the pasuk. So in the pasuk it says the par of the sire first, and that's why we bring it before the it says the par before the sire, and that's why we bring the par before the sire, even though we normally would bring a chatas first. Now, seir avodah chavim kodem seir nasi. Another rule, seir avodah zarah that the Eda brings for avodah zarah comes before the seir of the chatas of a nasi, of a melech. My taima, hay tzibur v'hay yachid. Because seir avodah zarah relates to the tzibur, that should come before an individual's needs. You see, when it comes to the individual being the kohen gadol, so his needs come first because he's going to have to take care of everybody else. But when it comes to a melech, he's just a very chashv individual, but he's still just an individual, so then the tzibur comes first. Seir nasi kodem l'siras yachid. The seir nasi comes before any other individual. My taima, hay melech v'hay hedyot. Because a melech comes before a hedyot. Seiras yachid kodem l'kipsas yachid. The seir izin that comes for a chatas of a yachid comes before the keves for the chatas of a yachid. yachid, meaning you have two options when you can bring carbon chatzis. You can bring a seer, you can bring a keves. You have two guys, both did an aver, they're both bringing their carbonos. One of them chose to bring a seer, one of them chose to bring a keves. Which one should you bring? The seer comes before the keves. V'atanya kivsas yachid kodemus the seeris yachid. But Abraisa says that no, the kivsas yachid comes before the seeris yachid. Amar Abaye tanayi, yeah, it's machlokas tanayim. Mar savr seira divash kenesab seitz alvod chavim biyachid. One says that the seer is one of the tanayim holds that the seer is more chash of a karban, because we see that even though yachid gets the option of a kivs or a seira, but by avodah zarah he doesn't get an option. He has to bring a seira. So you see that a seer is more chash of than a kivsa. Umar savr kivsa adifa shekinesab seba aliyah, that a kivsa is more chashuv, because you see that you're maktir the tail of a kivsa by a seirism. There is no haktara of a tail. Omer kodem lekeves haba'imo. The korban omer brought on the second day of Pesach is brought together not only with grain, but it's brought together with a sheep. The grain is brought before the sheep. Shtei alechem kodem lekevasim haba'im imahem. The shtei alechem also, which is brought on Shavuos, is brought together with sheep and comes before the sheep that's brought with it. Zaklal. Davra haba begin layom, kodem ledavra haba begin lechem. Because the primary korban is actually the mincha. It's the Karban Omer. It is the Shtei Alechem. It's just that it's not right to just bring the Omer alone, so we bring some sheep with it. We bring a sheep with it. It's not right to just bring the Shtei Alechem alone, so we bring sheep with it. But clearly, the primary focus of those Karbanos are the grain, and that's why the grain comes before the animals in those circumstances. Good, now we are up to people. Which people come before which people? Ha'ish kodem li'isha lahachios. When it comes to a sakanas nefashos situation and you have to save somebody, man comes before a woman. Tosfos Maseches Nazir says clearly it's about saving a life. When we say lahachios, see, normally the word lahachios could mean to provide for, to give food, to give sustenance to. So it says the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph in Yoredeya that you cannot mean kipshuta over here, that giving parnasa. It has to mean lahachios, giving life. Why? Because the Gemara in Ksubas of Samach Zayin tells us that a yasom v'yasoma that come to be a mefarnes, you're mefarnes the yasoma first and then the yasom, because it's a derech of an ish lachzra l'psachim. Men are less uncomfortable. I wouldn't say more comfortable, but less uncomfortable going around begging for money than women are, and therefore a woman takes precedence when it comes to giving tzedakah, giving parnasa. So then what is this about of lahachios? It can only be about actually saving a life, and the basis for it is that a man is more kadosh b'mitzvos, because he has more mitzvos than an isha. Not that many more, but he's got a few more mitzvos than an isha, so that gives him a little extra kedusha. Ooh, lahashev aveda. Man also comes first when it comes to hashavas aveda. The isha kedemes l'ish, but woman comes first, luxus, if they both need clothing. Lotzim beis hashavi, if they're both held in captivity, because you have to worry that they're going to take advantage of the woman when she's in captivity, and it's going to be a terrible busha to her. But if in captivity there's a concern that they'll take advantage of the man also, so then you redeem the man from captivity before the woman, because then the boshes of the ish is going to be greater than the boshes of the isha, because it's not even the derech of one to take advantage of a man in that situation. So it's in darko b'kach. So similar to the halach of why an isha comes first when it comes to collecting tzedakah, because it's saying darka bekach to be going around collecting. So a man would come first if he's being threatened in that way. There is an interesting discussion in Poskim. The Birkei Yosef quotes that a chacham echad asked him that that there was a minug in their community that if they had two chiyuvim for a yard site, one of them was a yard site for a father, the other was a yard site for a mother, that they had a minug that they would give kedima to the guy who's doing yard site for his father over the one who has yard site for his mother. So they wanted to know if that's a thing. So the Chida says that you could give a reason for such a minhag based on what the Rishonim say, that he says, I can give a reason for the minhag misvara and migemara. He says misvara is that to give kedima, is that what's the point of observing all these dinim of a yard site, of davening for the amunah? You're trying to generate zechuyos for the niftar, right? who needs the zechuyos more? Typically, men need the zechuyos more than women because men have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So it's very hard to answer for bittul Torah in the Olam HaEmes. Right? That's tchilas dinu shel adam eino ela al divrei Torah. A woman's not going to have to answer for bittul Torah. So the man needs greater zechuyos, needs more zechuyos than the women. That's his svara. Migemari says, ish kodem liisha. So ish kodem liisha. Aye, there's halach and kibur aveim. Your mother says, give me water. Your father says, give me water. If they're no longer married to each other, there is no kedima of the father over the mother. That's because it's your father, your mother. It's the same for the child, but if it's two different people, so one for the father, one for the mother, says the chida, it could be that that's the explanation of such a minig. I do not believe that that is the minig in too many communities anymore, that somehow a yartzeit for a father comes before a yartzeit for a mother, but that's the that would be partially based on this Mishnah if one were told that way. Okay, says the Braisa, Tana Rabbana, Haya Bashavi. Let's say a person was in captivity together with his father and with his Rebbe. So who called him the Rabbo? First off, he goes before his Rebbe. Pasuk says v'chayachicha imach. So we darshan chayecha kodem l'chayachavircha. That's a famous Gemara by Metzias Samach Beis. So we say, and the Achronim point out the Bereshiva and the in the name of the Rama Rishonim ready that it's mistaver that he would have to come first because he's what's the whole point? A person should be poda himself so he'll be able to do Torah mitzvah. So if he's going to be poda his Rebbe, so he's going to be stuck in the jail, and now he won't even have a Rebbe to teach him how to do Torah mitzvahs. So it's a very interesting idea. You might think, well, who's more equipped to do Torah mitzvahs? The Rebbe is more, maybe a greater tzaddik, and he's going to do more Torah mitzvahs. But apparently that's not Baba Cheshbon. When my son, when Yonah spoke on the one of the nights of Yontif, so he spoke about this possibility that you have a kezayis amata. Should you give it to the Rebbe first because he's holier and he'll eat it with more kavanos or whatever? So there are those that say that. But he said, he correctly pointed out, that's probably not true. I mean, it's probably not la halacha. Over here you see clearly, you take care of yourself first. First, if you're able to, do mitzvahs, you do mitzvahs. V'rabo kodem la'aviv. A Rebbe comes before his father, because this is also sugim b'metzia, because the Rebbe brings by Yashav Zaveda, because the Rebbe brings you l'olam haba, the father brought you l'olam hazeh. But of course the Gemara makes the qualification over there, that if the father also teaches you Torah, he's also a Rebbe, so then he would come before a Rebbe who's not your father. And imo kodemus l'kulam. A mother would come before all of them when it comes to captivity, because she might be taking advantage of in captivity. Chacham kodem lemelech Yisrael. A chacham comes before a melech Yisrael. Chacham shemeis ein lanu kayotze bo. If a chacham dies, he's not replaceable. Melech Yisrael shemeis kol Yisrael ruim lemalchus. A melech Yisrael who dies, he's replaceable. So as far as at least attitudinally, when it comes to how we behave, the Rambam points out, we have to som tasam alecha melech teyemasa alecha. We have to treat the melech with more reverence in terms of action. But in terms of attitudinally, the chacham comes before because the chachams are replaceable. A melech is not irreplaceable. Melech kodim l'koyin gadol. Melech comes before koyin gadol. Shem v'yomer ha-melech lahem k'chui machem es avdei adoneichem. And goes on, v'yarkavtim v'shlom v'bni al ha-preda ha-shali v'aradim al gachon. So David ha-melech wanted to do a mashicha for Shlomo, so he calls Tzadok the koyin gadol and Nasan ha-navi and ben Yoyada, and he says to them, take me avdei adoneichem, meaning he is the Adon. So if David HaMelech is referring to them as the Adon of the Kohen Gadol and the Navi, we see that the Melech is more Chashuv than the Kohen Gadol and the Navi. Kohen Gadol kodem the Navi, Shneamaru Mashach HaSosham Tzadok HaKohen V'Nasan HaNavi. So Hiktim Tzadok L'Nasan. You see that Tzadok, who is the Kohen Gadol, came before Nasan, who is the Navi. V'Omer Shmano Yeshua Kohen HaGadol Atav Reyecha. So Yachal Hedyotos Hayu. You might think that all these Reyecha were Hedyotos. Tam Lomer Kian She Mofes Hema Vein Mofes Elen Navi. No, these were Nevi'im. So you see that even though they were Nevi'im, he was more chashuv than they were because the Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. A Meshoch Shem and a Mishcha comes before a Kohen Gadol's Merubah Gadim. Merubah Gadim called Meshoch Sha'avar, Machmas Kirio. Merubah Gadim comes before Meshoch Sha'avar because he's a Balkari. Meshoch Sha'avar Machmas Kirio called him Lover Machmas Mumo. Someone who was passed because of becoming a Balkari comes before someone who's permanently possible because he has a mum. Avram Machmasum will call them the Meshoach Melchama, but both of those come before Meshoach Melchama. Meshoach Melchama called them the Sgan. The Meshoach Melchama comes before the assistant Kohen Gadol. Sgan called them the Amrakel, and the Sgan comes before the Amrakel, lower level. My Amrakel, what is an Amrakel? Amrav Chista Amar Kula. He's the one who's in charge of everything that goes on. He's like the CEO. Amrakel.
Amrakel kodem legizmer. The Amrakel comes before the treasurer. Gizmer kodem the Rosh Mishmer. He comes before the end of that week's Mishmer. Rosh Mishmer kodem the Rosh Beisav. He comes before the Rosh Beisav. Rosh Beisav kodem the Kohen Hadyot. And the Rosh Beisav comes before a Kohen Hadyot. So many degradations of Kuna. So Yibayilu, the Shaila was raised. Le'inyan Tumma, Saganum Shok Mukhame Ezem kodem. When it comes to Tumma, there's a Mes Mitzvah. Someone's got to bury the Mes Mitzvah. Who should we have bury the Mes Mitzvah? The Sagan or the Meshoach Mukhame? So I'm Marzuch, Abridr, I'm Nachman Toshima. Titania, Sagan Meshoach Mukhame, Shay Mahalkam Bederach. You have Sagan Meshoach Mukhame taking a walk. Upagabe Mes Mitzvah. And they see a Mes Mitzvah. Mutav Sheitami Meshoach Mukhame, Valitami Sagan. Better to have a Tami Meshoach Mukhame than to have a Tami Sagan. Shemierbo Psul, Bekoin Gadol, Nichnas Sagan, Meshamish Tachtav. Because what's going to happen if there's a Psul in the Kohen Gadol? It's the Sagan that's going to be called into duty. He's going to be the one that's going to have to step up. So we need to keep the Sagan at Tohar in order to, and we'd rather be Metame, the Meshoach Mukhama, even though the Meshoach Mukhama is a higher station than the Sagan. Which is interesting because if you look in the end of Maseches Tainis, where it describes how different girls would borrow clothing from other people on Tu B'Av, it seems to put the Meshoach Mukhama in a lower position than the Sagan. And over here we seem to assume Meshoach Mukhama is in a higher position just with regard to Tumah. Va'atanya, Meshoach Mukhama kodem Sagan. I didn't we learn in our mission Meshoach Mukhama is before the Sagan. I'm Ravina Kitanihi Lachyosa. That's when it comes to giving him to saving his life. But when it comes to Tumah, the Sagan is going to be given precedence not to become Tame. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin from the Bada Mishnah. We'll try to finish the Masechta Be'ez Hashem. Yeah. Sure.